This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So after you've hopefully enjoyed the fruits of your education labor and your subsequent career, you hope for a nice nest egg for retirement. But once you're there in retirement, how do you make sure that your savings last, all while enjoying the things that you couldn't do while you were working? Here to shed some light on if the old rules of retirement still make sense today is David Blanchett. He's the head of investment research at Morningstar Investment Management. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We've heard some of those and some of the rules of thumb. For example, you need to save a certain multiple of your annual income, and then you need to withdraw 4%. Where did these numbers come from, and do they even still apply?
So I would say that some of these general rules are decent starting places for a lot of individuals. The problem is that everyone's so different, and it's nice to apply a simple rule of thumb to everyone, but the problem is it can be way off. And so you mentioned the 4% rule. The 4% rule came about around over 20 years ago based upon the idea that when you retire, you take out 4% from your 401k, for example, then you increase that amount every year by inflation. The problem is the 4% rule is kind of based on a couple, both age 65. It doesn't really apply to someone who's single and age 65, a married couple who's 75. And so it's a good starting point, but it's not very realistic for every type of retiree.
Where does income fall in all of this? Because the folks are still estimating their retirement needs based solely on what money they're bringing in.
That's right. And I really think that things like the 4% rule provide a better insight as to how much you have to have saved for retirement. So 1 divided by 4% is 25. So whatever income need you have to create that's not covered by things like a pension or Social Security, you need about 20 or 25 times that income amount when you actually retire. Now, the actual income component, though, is far more complex. I'm not convinced that individuals, for example, who are 65 years old will spend the same as someone who is, say, 85 years old, because you have different types of expenses over your lifetime. And someone who's 65, for example, might want to go on a cruise that isn't really possible for someone who's 85.
And then in terms of spending and where that spending is going to come from that you're not used to, for example, healthcare costs. Talk a little bit about how healthcare costs and those growing as you get older can affect your retirement planning.
Right now, if you look at U.S. data, about 10% of expenses for retirees who are 65 years old go to healthcare costs. That number rises to about 20% on average for those that are 85. But the problem is that's data based upon today.
What about the expenses that are going to be cut? Because a lot of folks, maybe they assume or they hope that they won't be paying a mortgage anymore. But there's also the tax situation changes, right?
Correct. It's a really complex calculation to figure out how much you need. And I think that the best approach is to say, hey, you know, what am I living off of today? And what will I need to live off of in retirement? Because a lot of individuals may have students that are in college, their children they're paying for. They may have a mortgage they're paying for. And so kind of look at your holistic balance sheet and say, hey, you know, right now I need $40,000 a year after taxes to live. And that should be your target for your kind of effective replacement rate when you retire.
How does market performance or should market performance affect how much you're with saving and withdrawing from retirement?
So it's really interesting if you look at market performance, because a lot of people tend to retire after markets have done well. And unfortunately, after markets do well, they tend to do poorly. And while 2013 was a very good year for stocks up about 30%, bonds are still doing quite poorly. The yield on bonds is around 2 or 3%, and that's about 3% below long-term averages. And if you look at retirees or older individuals, they tend to invest very conservatively. And so while the markets are doing well, the unfortunate part of it is that most retirees aren't experiencing that. And so I think that in reality today you have to save more and more and more, because the outlook for future performance for the stock and bond markets isn't very good over the next maybe 5, 10, or 20 years.
I talk to a lot of CFPs who say, yeah, you know, when the market's doing really great, maybe you withdraw less or maybe you withdraw more. And then when the market's doing very badly, you're going to have to cut down. So instead of withdrawing 4%, you withdraw 3%. Is that kind of flexibility something to look at?
If you absolutely cannot afford to have your expenses cut, then just spend the same amount every year. Okay, don't change that. But I think for most people that are okay with making changes, you should kind of adapt to situations change, because there's two key unknown variables you have to think about when determining how much to pull from a portfolio. The first is how long you're going to live, and the second is the returns you're going to experience. And obviously then if your portfolio does better than expected, you should live off more and kind of enjoy that money. Because one problem that I have with a lot of research on retirement income is that there's actually two really bad things that can happen. Okay. The first bad thing is that you have no money when you're 90 years old. Okay. The other bad thing, though, is having this huge pot of wealth when you're 90. Because if you have all this money that you didn't spend, you didn't live your life to the fullest. The best solution, the best plan for a retiree is to kind of balance that consumption over their lifetime so that they ensure that they're kind of maximizing their lifetime income.
Great. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
David Blanchette is head of retirement research for Morningstar Investment Management. If you have a retirement question or want to look for your magic number and have questions, make sure to go to marketplacemoney.org.